Michael Jonathan doesn't have to search for something to do. He hosts Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour on more than 500 radio and public TV stations. He writes and performs music and has just released his latest CD, Song Farmer. He also leads the Woodsong's Front Porch Association, an outfit dedicated to getting music into schools. He's also written an opera, he tours, and he's probably working on a perpetual motion machine in his garage right now. This week, we reached him. He's in Lexington, Kentucky, where Woodsong's is based. He says his new CD is the first nationally released CD to be entirely recorded on an iPhone. And he says the CD is inspired by musicians from a few generations ago.
You know, I was looking to record an album that had the spirit of the 1958, early 60s folk albums, you know, the Pete Seeger albums where it was just him and his instrument, or Patrick Sky and folks like that, those beautiful folk albums. And I wanted to write songs and use some traditional songs that would create that spirit.
Do you have to get into a certain frame of mind when you're getting ready to create a new CD?
Well, especially one like this, because when it's just you and your instrument, it's like walking down Main Street naked.
Well, sure, because you're exposed.
Yeah, there's nothing to hide. It's either great or you suck.
So then what does that do for your ability to decide to finally release it?
Well, there's, you know, we're Song Farmer is a phrase that we use to describe any artist that is trying to use their music and their art to make their home, their communities, their families better. Music doesn't have to be your livelihood to be a wonderful part of your life. And Song Farmers are these wonderful artists that go perform in elementary schools or hospitals or retirement homes or the farmers markets. You know, they're using music for what it was really intended to be about. You know, music was not, you know, a form of commerce, it was a form of heart. And so I wanted the Song Farmer album to reflect that heart, and hopefully the songs reflect that same spirit.
Well, you write on the CD packaging that a banjo or a guitar, whatever instrument, is actually the Song Farmer's plow.
Yeah, and we need Song Farmers more than anything. As we see the political world and the economic world, everything is shaking up and jumbling around, and it just doesn't feel comfortable anymore. This brings the whole feeling, the ambient feeling of sitting on your front porch. Remember front porches? They don't even build front porches on homes anymore. But that feeling of the front porch, that the grand, wonderful pulpit of everybody's neighborhood and community where people would get to know their neighbors and their families. You know, today more than ever, we need a front porch around the world, not just in our communities. And so this whole Song Farmer movement is a way to get musicians and songwriters to start using their music for non-selfish purposes. And so the Song Farmer album is introducing that concept to the audience and to radio stations.
I think even the uninitiated to the CD, or even if they don't know you, picked up the CD and looked at the majority of the titles. They get an idea of your range of emotions, because you have songs that are titled Sunday Afternoon, Hippie Love, Sunrise, Pray, and Gun.
Don't point that gun. Don't point that gun. That ain't the peace that causes peace. Don't point that gun. Don't you aim at me.
Oddly enough, Gun is the one getting most of the airplay. But it was, here's a song that's sort of a hard blues on the acoustic guitar. And, you know, looking at things like, the gun issues, you know, the whole point is, you know, you want your gun? Fine, just don't point it at me. And that's what that song is about.
Well, we've talked about front porches and Pete Seeger and what music was originally intended to be. but there's a very modern sort of touch to this CD.
Isn't that something?
In that it was recorded on an iPhone 6P.
Yes.
Meaning?
This is the very first national album released to be recorded on an iPhone, and the reason I did that is because here's the situation. Musicians everywhere are finding a really hard time getting their music out to people because there's no CD stores anymore. You have these wonderful little private mom and pops in some communities. But who thought 5 years ago the biggest retailer of CDs in the United States was going to be a restaurant chain, Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
You know, and so even in new cars, you go to a new car lot, they don't even have CD players in the new cars anymore. And so the world, this is the first generation in human history that's getting its music and art as a flat screen, digital, you know, non-emotional transmission. You know, people don't even get to hold albums anymore. And what's happening is because artists are not able to sell CDs, they don't have the budgets to go into recording studios. And we are losing this magnificent community of audio sculptors, these recording engineers in these beautiful studios. You're never going to hear grand concept albums like Sgt. Pepper or Pink Floyd's The Wall or, you know, these other beautiful albums. They're just not going to happen anymore. The budgets aren't there, the way to do it, and the audience has learned to not listen to full albums anymore. And I was like, you know, if my audience is going to listen to my album on crummy $9 earbuds while on a treadmill.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever, that's how I'm going to record it, in tribute to the community that we're losing. And oddly enough, the iPhone is a more powerful recording system than George Martin used to record the Beatles.
Well, sure, because what you can have in the palm of your hand in 2016, you know, would have taken more than an entire studio room in 1966.
Well, we used beautiful high-end mics, ear trumpet mics. Apogee makes a unit called a quartet. The mics plug into the quartet. The quartet plugs right into your iPhone, and there's an app. I could have recorded up to 32 tracks, Kyle, but I kept it simple because I didn't want the Song Farmer album to be in competition to the recording engineers. I wanted it to be a tribute to them as a community that we're losing.
Well, so let me ask you then, because it's almost a tightrope to walk. To survive, you have to evolve, and whether you like it or not, you have to welcome in some new media. But on the other hand, you want to make sure you don't embrace it so much so that artisans like studio engineers do not become obsolete. That's a tough tightrope to walk at times, I imagine.
It is, and it's like one newspaper reporter said, well, isn't it hypocritical to put out an album recorded on an iPhone when you're giving tribute to the recording engineers? And I was like, no, it's not. It's like a fireman lighting a fire to battle back a fire.
Mm.
You know,
oh, sure.
If I hadn't done that, you wouldn't be talking to me about it. And I wouldn't be able to say to the public, we're losing this very important artistic community that makes great musical art happen. You know, the rise of the home studio, great, but there's a lot of crummy music out there now because it's so easy.
Right.
You know?
So
it hasn't made things better. It just made bad more plentiful.
And do you think that puts some musicians at risk because people aren't interested in separating the wheat from the chaff because it's just so intimidating?
Yes, that's exactly what happens. They get you. Well, look what's happening. The audience has gotten used to, for example, they're used to the sound of a crushed MP3. People don't listen to, stereo systems anymore. They don't listen to an album on a beautiful stereo system. They listen to it on earbuds from a crushed MP3 off of a smartphone while on a treadmill in the gym. That's how they listen to music. Or jogging, or in a car, or wherever, you know, the oral beauty the audio power of music. Why should an artist go in the studio, spend $30,000 with the best musicians and the best instruments and the best engineer in the best room and painstakingly record these songs and mix them and then go into a mastering studio and refine the EQs and make it perfect, and you're going to listen to it on an $8 pair of earbuds?
You know, I could hear someone hearing this conversation and say, oh, please, get over yourselves, guys. I just want music that helps me, you know, on the treadmill. Why should I care about all that care you've put into it?
You know why? Because life is made better with good art.
Well, you've started something called the WoodSongs Front Porch Association, the WFPA, to sort of propel this mission. When did you start this?
We started last year, and we call the WFPA members song farmers. That's what we call the members of the WoodSongs Front Porch Association. We started last year. We had our first yearly gathering, and hundreds of people showed up. We've got our next gathering coming up, but the WFPA does two important things. It helps start these song farmer clubs around the country, and it also sends free classroom materials about this wonderful world of front porch music into classrooms and homeschool families nationwide for free. You want your kids to find out about the banjo? We've got Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. You want to introduce them to traditional American jazz? We have Preservation Hall Jazz Band, but with lesson plans in middle, high, and college-level classes, and kids are getting to learn all this stuff and see it and be inspired by it for free. And that's what the goal of the WoodSongs Front Porch Association is. And you know, we want everybody to become a song farmer.
You know, to the casual ear, when you hear the WFPA, which has song farmers enlisted, it sounds like a New Deal project.
Well, it's a musical New Deal. It's an artistic New Deal. Here's what it is. The spirit of being a song farmer is so old, it's brand new again.
The song Pray, I think, is my favorite. What's the story behind that?
Have you ever been so tired? You know, there's a... This is not a religious conversation. I don't want your audience to misunderstand. But there's a wonderful scripture about, for those who believe in God, that God is so caring and he's so loving that you just groan in your spirit and he'll understand you. You may not have the words, but he'll understand you.
In the morning when I rise, I greet the day with weary eyes. It's gonna be a long, long day. I'm still tired from yesterday.
In my mind, it's like sometimes you're just so tired and exhausted at the end of the day that you don't even have the strength to pray, but there's comfort in knowing that somebody understands anyway. And that thought has always been a, you know, it could be that way with your marriage partner. You know, you come home from a long day, you're so tired, and your wife knows. You don't even have to say anything. She just knows.
I also like Song Farmer's Front Porch Rocking Chair Rag. I just like saying that title. That's fun to say out loud.
Yeah, well, I kind of stole that from Arlo Guthrie.
Borrowed.
He's got the one song off the Alice's Restaurant album, Mother Gabriel's Number 9 Fence Post Blues or
right.
Something like that. It's really, really funny.
How's the show going?
WoodSongs Old Time Radio Hour is doing great. And we're so glad to be a partner with you guys. And, you know, we were so near your community there when we brought the show to Eureka Springs. But WoodSongs is now on over 512 radio stations. It airs on the radio on American Forces Radio Network in 173 nations. Plus, it airs in every military base, U.S. naval ship, and Coast Guard vessel in the world. And on public television, it's airing right now in about 96 million homes as a TV series with public television. So here is the world's biggest folk show, and it's all volunteer-run. The whole thing from top to bottom is volunteer-run. Even the artists who come on the broadcast are not paid. They pay their own way to come to Lexington, Kentucky, and it's proof that the greatest transaction of the arts to this day is love. Love is the most powerful transaction of the arts, and without it, nothing is worth it.
Wow, you're not just a song farmer. You're kind of like, when I hear all those places and all those stations and all those availabilities for the program, you're more like a song Johnny Appleseed. You're just spreading them all over the place.
Well, it's sort of one and the same, you know. But I mean, this community of song farming is a powerful thing because there's so much love involved. When you do music and art out of your heart, not your wallet, it becomes 100 times more powerful. And that's what we're encouraging. We're encouraging folks in Fayetteville and Eureka Springs and everywhere around the world that hears us, start using your music for good things. Don't worry about the money. Here's the truth. You're probably not going to make a living at it anyway. So music should be a very important part of your life, not your livelihood. If you're focused on the livelihood, you're going to lose your joy.
The name of the new CD, Song Farmer, Pickin' and Peckin' on a Porch, from Michael Jonathan. Michael, where can people find either the CD or the flat-screened digital version?
Song Farmers, with an S, songfarmers.org.
All right. Michael, thanks so much. Continued great success with the radio program. Let's touch base again soon.
Kyle, it was great talking to you.
Michael Jonathan is the host of Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour on public radio stations and public TV. His brand new CD is titled Song Farmer, Pickin' and Peckin' on a Porch. You can learn more at songfarmers.org or the Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour Facebook page. And this programming note, this summer, Woodsong's will occupy a new space on the KUAF 91.3 FM lineup. Beginning in July, Woodsong's will move to 5 p.m. on Saturdays, where it will be heard all year long.